London, BBC Caribbean Report. Police in Guyana have detained 10 people on suspicion of conspiracy to overthrow the government. The Guyanese president, Desmond Hoyt, attacks a U.S. Congress decision linking economic aid to free and fair elections. And a cautious Trinidad and Tobago anticipates the prospects of being oil-rich once again. I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's president, Desmond Hoyt, today lashed out against a U.S. Congress decision to withhold $600,000 in economic assistance in an effort to press the Guyana government into holding free and fair elections. It was late last week that Congress made the decision, details of which were made available to the press by State Department staffer Mark Murray. In addition, Mr. Murray revealed that a U.S. team of official election advisors would be going to Guyana to, among other things, assess the willingness of President Hoyt to ensure free and fair elections. At a press conference this morning in Georgetown, President Hoyt accused Congress of meddling in Guyana's internal affairs.
Everybody in Guyana knows that I am incapable of being pressured. Fortune has no hostages of me. What I wish to affirm is that Guyana is an independent country which jealously respects and guards its sovereignty. United States congressmen have no authority over this country and would be acting in excess of their jurisdiction if they sought to dictate to the Guyanese people what their internal laws and administrative procedures should be.